Your Autolite dealer presents your favorite friends from Gasoline Alley.
Hold it, Wilmer. Hold it till I get this phone.
Okay, Skatex.
Wallet and Bobble Garage. Skatex Wallet speaking. What's that? Yes, sir. We can fix it. We can fix anything on four wheels. Sure. We'll be waiting for you right here in Gasoline Alley.
Yes, it's Gasoline Alley, the comic strip that's the favorite in more than 100 great newspapers. In this episode, The Adventure of the Ancient and Honorable Autobots, Wilmer goes dangerously astray because he doesn't realize that an Autobox is an old-fashioned cylinder-playing phonograph. But first, a word from the friendly Autolite dealer in your own hometown. Gasoline Alley. While Skeezix is out trying to promote some new business with the Whitewash Laundry Company, Wilmer is left in charge of the shop. He's working very hard on a pint of ice cream while changing a set of spark plugs when the phone rings.
What, Papa Garage?
You mentioned Autobots?
For sure. What did you say? There must be a bad connection.
I said, can you fix that Autobot?
Oh, you mean an Autobot.
That's what I said.
We can fix anything on four wheels.
Never counted the wheels.
Never counted the wheels. Gosh, what year is it?
Let me see. It must have started around 1905.
Oh, sure. I remember the old 1905 Autobots. That's one of those 12-cylinder jobs, isn't it?
It's got about 24 cylinders left.
Holy mackerel. What seems to be the trouble?
Don't like the way she sounds. She's all choked up.
Well, say, it isn't one of those old steam jobs, is it?
She used to have plenty of steam. Especially when I had one of those hot numbers in her.
Oh, it's a sports model, a convertible, huh?
No, just plain ordinary, I guess. Never had any trouble before. Well, can you fix it? That's what I want to know, young feller.
You bet I can, mister. The Autobox is nothing new to me.
Then come around right away. The name is Starkey, Professor Starkey, and I live in a house on Bald Hill.
Be there within the hour. You can count on us.
Hi, Wilmer. I've got good news.
So have I, Steve. But you tell yours first.
Well, the Whitewash Laundry Company has agreed to give us a chance. If we can put both their trucks in shape to make deliveries tonight, we'll get their business permanently. But that means we'll have to hustle. Wilmer, you come with me.
Gosh, Steve, that isn't so good. I just promised we'd do a job right away.
Look, Wilmer, why didn't you wait until you heard from me?
Well, we can forget about my deal. It's not important. I promised some old guy on Bald Hill we'd fix his Autobots.
His what?
It's Autobots. It's an old-fashioned automobile. So old, I guess it's not important. Forget it.
Oh, no, Wilmer. We can't do that. In business, you're only as good as your word.
Well, but we don't want to lose the laundry company. Their business is all year round.
Well, here's what we'll do. We'll take the tow truck to Bald Hill and bring the old Autobots back to the garage. Sarge can be working on it while we're at the laundry company. Let's go. There's no time to lose.
Gosh, Steve, is this a place? Sure looks old.
It's the only house on Bald Hill. Must be the place.
Steve, you know what?
Hmm?
I'm not so sure I can fix an Autobox.
Wilmer, you said you were an expert on Autoboxes. This is a fine time to change your mind.
You not, Steve.
Yes? What is it you want?
We're from the garage. We've come to fix the Autobox.
Who is it, Frank?
The two gentlemen from the garage.
Tell them to come in.
We don't have to come in. Just show us where the garage is.
You've come to fix the Autobox, haven't you?
Well, that's right, sir. Where is he?
In your study, of course.
The study? You keep it in a study?
Where else? Please follow me, gentlemen.
That's a funny place to keep it.
Yeah. If you know so much about Autoboxes, Wilmer, what is it doing in the study?
This must be a midget Autobox. They were very popular for a while.
It's right in here. Open the door, Frank.
Yes.
There's the Autobox.
Where?
On the table.
Oh, yeah. You know, Jesus, it's so dark in here, I couldn't see it for a minute.
Dark?
The lights are very bright in here. Yeah, I mean that old-fashioned phonograph on the table was standing in front of it. I couldn't see it.
My good fella, what are you trying to see?
I was trying to see your autobox.
It's right in front of your nose on the table.
On the table?
But that's a phonograph,
an old-fashioned phonograph.
Yeah, what'd you expect? An automobile?
But we're automobile mechanics.
Now, look here. When I called you on the phone, you said you could fix anything with wheels. That autobox has wheels. Now fix it.
But we thought
it was... Let's not have any more nonsense. Are you going to fix it, or are you going to go back on your word?
Okay, Professor Starkey. If we said we'd fix it, we'll do our level best to live up to what we said. Now we'll take that old autobox of yours back to the garage.
No. That's the one and only specimen of its kind left in the world. Outside of the Smithsonian Institute. And I won't let it out of my house.
But, Jesus, it'll take us maybe 2 hours or more to fix this thing. And we've got to get over to the whitewash laundry garage and work on their two trucks or we'll lose that job.
Wilmer, we'll have to work as fast as we can. We promised this job first and we'll have to stick by it.
You mean we're stuck with it.
Gasoline Alley and the Adventure of the Ancient and Honorable Autobox. When Wilmer agreed to fix an old-fashioned phonograph, he thought it was an old-fashioned car. However, Skeezix insisted they live up to their word, even if it meant losing the whitewash laundry repair job.
Skeezix, we've been here over an hour. How are you coming along in that Autobox?
I've almost got it, Wilmer.
Almost got it. How do you like that old Professor Stark? You let me believe that an Autobox is an automobile. Some people haven't got no
screwdriver. Wilmer, please hand me that screwdriver.
I need it at a 24 cylinder.
Wilmer, I have both hands full. Hand me that screwdriver.
Tell me it was a cross between a Stanley Steamer and a Spitz.
Wilmer, will you please hand me that screwdriver? If I let go of this, the whole thing will come apart again.
No, don't get excited. Here's the screwdriver.
Don't hand it to me. Turn this little screw here.
Which one? This one?
No. Not that one.
Jesus, you're not being very much of a help to me. You know, you could point to it.
With both hands full? Look, Wilmer. This one, over in the right-hand corner. Turn that screw.
Oh, this one. Why didn't you say so? There. That fix it?
I hope so. Now let's screw the horn back on and see if we can play anything on it. Oh, there it is, standing in the corner.
Jesus, you know, I think that this gadget over here should be over there.
Wilmer, please don't touch anything over there. I've just got to put together...
Now, look, Jesus, if this gadget were over here, and that gadget over there would be closer to this gadget in between...
I'm afraid to move. Don't touch that thing.
Oh, it's nothing to be afraid of, Jesus. Look, like this. Mm. There. See?
Wilmer...
I guess it wasn't made very well. How's it coming out, Skeezy? So we almost got it?
We've almost got it, yeah. If I can keep you 6 feet away from it, I'll finally get this thing together again. Wilmer, fit that cylinder in on the machine and we'll play it. Now I'll turn it on.
Jesus, it works.
Not very well. I don't know what's wrong with it. The clock works. Seems to be working since I cleaned it. Nothing wrong. It sounds so muffled. Wilmer, put your hand down the horn and see if there's anything stuck in it.
Okay. Yeah, I got something. Look.
Look, I found a tooth.
Yes, I see.
A human tooth. Excuse me.
Wilmer, settle down. That isn't a human tooth. It looks like the tooth of an animal. Say, it's got a little gold loop on it so that you can hang it on a watch fob.
Yeah, I see what you mean.
Put your hand down the horn again and see if there's anything else down there.
Yeah. I've got something that feels like paper. Oh, I've got it. Oh, what's that?
That's it, Wilmer. Those old pieces of paper were blocking up the horn. That's why it sounded muffled.
I told you we could fix it.
Come in.
Where? How's everything going?
Oh, the Autovox is fixed, Professor Starkey. We found the trouble.
Yeah, splendid.
Yeah, you've done a fine job, lad.
Oh, it's nothing at all. We can fix anything.
Oh, wait a minute. That tooth. Where did it come from?
You mean this one here on the table?
Well, I found it inside the horn of the Autobox. Is it valuable?
Valuable? It was my father's lucky piece. And Buffalo's tooth in the West. 43 years ago, when he was on his deathbed, he left it. And his will on the pillar by his side. In the morning, the tooth had disappeared.
Will? Wilmer, where are the papers you pulled out of the horn?
Oh, I threw them away.
What? Where? Where'd you throw them?
In a wastebasket here.
Here, Professor Starkey, take a look at this. Is this the will?
Good heavens, yes. My father's will. All these years I've been searching for it.
You mean to say the will was in that auto box all this time and you didn't know?
Exactly. This will proves that it is actually I who own the Pioneer Carriage Company.
Oh, you mean the Pioneer Coach Company, don't you? They've got two big buses.
Perhaps they've changed since my day. But buses or carriages, I own it. And, well, as a reward, I shall send my business away of you boys.
Oh, that's very generous of you, sir. Wilmer and I appreciate it.
Sounds fair enough to me, Skeezix. You know how the saying goes. An eye for an eye, and one good tooth deserves another.
Your Gasoline Alley friends will be back in just a moment. But now a word from your own Autolite dealer. About the next adventure in Gasoline Alley. Here's Skeezix.
Wilmer, what happened to you? Did you break your arm?
Never felt better in my life.
Well, then why are you carrying your arm in a sling?
Just resting the old wing for the big falling contest tonight. They say some professionals are in town to look me over.
Autolite dealer presents your favorite friends from Gasoline Alley.
Hold it, Wilmer. Hold it till I get this phone.
Okay, Skeezix.
Wallet and Bobble Garage. Skeezix Wallet speaking. What's that? Well, yes, sir. We can fix it. We can fix anything on four wheels. Sure, we'll be waiting for you right here in Gasoline Alley.
Yes, it's Gasoline Alley, the comic strip that's the favorite in more than 100 great newspapers. And this episode, the adventure of the spare spare, Wilmer gets spare tires confused with bowling spares and proves that as a championship bowler, he's a better garage mechanic. First, a word from the friendly Autolite dealer in your own hometown. And now, Gasoline Alley. Fordor, owner of the Wingfoot Cab Company, is paying one of his rare visits to the Wallet and Bobble Garage. Skeezix is surprised to see him. and even more surprised to hear what he has to say.
Skeezix, I think we can do some business this time.
Mm-hmm.
I suppose you've heard about the wave of petty thievery in town?
Yes, I have, Mr. Fordor. The crooks seem to concentrate on automobile accessories, don't they?
That's right. Last night they swiped the spare tires off two of my cabs. So be on the lookout for stolen spare.
Oh, I sure will.
I'll tell you one thing. It's not going to happen to me again. I want you to put locks on the spare tire compartments of my three cabs.
That's a darn good idea. Send the cabs around first thing in the morning.
I know, Skeezix. This is a rush job. The work has to be done tonight.
Tonight? Well, you can't do it tonight. We've got that big bowling match, cabbies versus auto mechanics.
But I've got to have it done tonight. It'll only take a couple of hours, and you and Wilmer...
Wilmer? He's the best man on our team. Wait a minute. I'm beginning to smell a rat.
Are you calling me a rat? If that's the way you feel, you'll never get another penny's worth of my repair business.
So that's it. You're trying to keep Wilmer from bowling tonight. You know that Wilmer's the star bowler on our team, and you want to keep him tied up on a job to keep him out of the tournament.
Now, look, Steve, it means a lot to me as manager of the Cabbies team to see them win tonight. I'll give you a bonus on the job. For $20, it should be worth your while.
For 2 cents, I'd punch you in the nose. Now, please get out of this garage.
Skeezix, you'll regret this. We'll beat you anyhow.
What do you think?
Hi, Skeezix.
Hey, what's wrong? You look like you just blew a gasket.
I nearly did. Fordor was here just a minute ago. Offered us $20 if we stayed out of the bowling match tonight.
Hey, $20.
Wilmer, get that look out of your eye. Holy mackerel, Wilmer, what happened to your arm?
Nothing. $20. He could have made it $25.
Wilmer, what happened to your arm? Why are you carrying it in a sling?
$20. Oh, jeez. They could have made it $30.
Wilmer, your arm. Is it broken?
Oh, my arm. Oh, no. Nothing wrong with it. Just resting it for the big match tonight.
Resting it? Well, why have you got those bandages on it?
Well, I've
got
to keep it wrapped up. I don't want it to get cold on me. I want to be on top form for the tournament tonight.
Is that necessary, Wilmer?
Well, sure. Haven't you heard Eddie Dixon, a great bowling coach and a star for former English Murphy, are in town looking for talent for their professional tour? All I need is a chance to show my stuff.
Well, lift that valuable bowling arm of yours out of the sling for a moment and hand me that box of spark plugs over there. Until you're a big-time professional bowler, you're still a garage mechanic.
Okay.
I said hand it to me, not slide it.
Hey, did you get that hook to the inside, Skeezix? I've been practicing a new inside hook. Did it hook? Oh, boy, gosh. If that box of spark plugs had been a bowling ball, that would have been a sure strike.
Oh, for Pete's sake, Wilmer, forget about bowling until you finish this job.
But, Skeezix, I've got to save my arm.
Don't worry so much about your arm. I've got to tell the other mechanics about Fordor's bride. Oh, and by the way, Wilmer.
Yeah?
Some cheap crooks in town have been stealing spare tires. Be on the lookout for stolen spares.
While Skeezix is out making arrangements for the big bowling match, Wilmer is alone in the garage as two men drive up in a black sedan.
Yes, sir. What can we do?
Fill her up with special.
Right.
Look down.
Yeah?
You haven't been informed. I expect at least 20 spares a night from you.
What's that you said?
I wasn't talking to you, fella.
Oh,
don't worry. You can count on me. I'll deliver the goods, all right. I don't care how you get them, but get them. I expect every one of the gang to do his best.
What did you say you expect?
Look, fella, I'm not talking to you. This is a private conversation. Now, butt out. How much is the gas?
242.
All right, here you are.
Thank you.
I've got a strong
front. Here's your change, mister. Beautiful weather, isn't it? Better if it don't rain.
You better stay out of the sun, fella. I think it's beginning to get you.
And if it rains, I'll stay out of the rain.
Well, so long.
Just a minute. I think I forgot to replace your gas cap.
Well, hurry up. We got work to do in this town.
I know. I put it down somewhere. It won't take me a second to find it.
What's the matter with that guy? Is he a little foolish or something?
Can't imagine where that gas cap could have gone.
Hey, fella, get a grip on yourself. The gas cap is right where it should be, on the gas tank. Go on, dim brain. See you in the funny bit.
All right, you fool. You don't get away that easy.
Let go. Let go. What's the matter with you?
Crazy. Let go, you fool. You get away.
Hey.
You knocked him out. What did you do that for?
I'm holding you spare tire crooks till the cops get here.
Gasoline Alley and the Adventure of the Spare Spare. While Kezik is waiting at the bowling match for Wilmer to arrive, Wilmer has just caught the spare tire thieves at the garage and handed them over to the police. At least Wilmer thinks Dixon and English Murphy, actually professional bowlers, are the spare tire thieves. Well, meanwhile, the cabbies are beating the auto mechanics, and the time is running out.
Well, Kezik, I guess you'll have to forfeit the match.
Oh, just give us a little more time, Mr. Fordor. I'm sure Wilmer will show up any minute. You don't want to win by default.
With a score tied, I don't care how we win. 2 minutes. That's all the time you're going to get.
Oh, here's Wilmer at last.
Now we'll show you.
He doesn't look in such good shape to me.
Now, Wilmer, what's happened? Your shirt's torn, and your hand is swollen.
I socked the guy. He's a square Dixon and English Murphy. I want to make sure they see me.
Well, what happened? Why are you so late?
I captured the spare tire thieves. They're at the police station right now.
Spare tire thieves, baloney. Wilmer must have hit his hand with a hammer so he wouldn't have to face my team.
Oh, is that so, Mr. Fordor? Well, bring on your man. I'll pull him into the next town.
That's the spirit, Wilmer. It all depends on you. How does your hand feel?
Don't worry about my hand. Where's that Dixon and English Murphy? I want those pros to see me strut my stuff.
Well, they haven't gotten here yet.
I haven't gotten here yet. I wonder what's keeping them. As soon as they come in, point them out.
You bet. Now get in there and bowl. It's up to you, Wilmer.
Okay, keep it. Now, just watch this.
All right, got a boy, Wilmer. Stay with it.
Make sure you tell me what Dixon will like.
Don't worry about him now, Wilmer. Just concentrate on beating the cabbie.
Watch that, Parker.
That's another strike for Wilmer. Oh, you'll murder him, Wilmer.
Wait a minute. Look, look, Mr. Fordor, yes. Dixon and English Murphy over there.
Where, excuse me? I don't see them.
They're sitting in the far corner.
Gosh, that's a real mouse Dixon's wearing under his eye.
It's been hit by flying pin. I've heard of that happening to bowlers.
Hey, Wilmer, Dixon and English Murphy have just arrived.
Huh? Where are they? Can they get a good look at me from their seats?
Sure, they're sitting right over there. See them?
Oh, where are they? Look. There are the cops. I turn over to the police. Come on, look. Yeah, Wilmer.
Wilmer, come back.
No, I've got you. Got away.
Hey,
let go.
Hey, what's the matter with you?
Leave us alone, will you?
Gentlemen aren't crooks. They're Eddie Dixon and English Murphy, the bowlers you wanted to meet.
Yeah, that's what we've been trying to tell them.
They're fakes. I heard them plotting. This guy said the gang expected 20 spares from him a night.
Sure, spares. Spares. Whoever heard of a bowler who doesn't know what a spare is?
I mean, spares. Not spares, but spares. Oh, I hate myself.
Are you all right, Wilmer?
Yeah, I'm all right. Tell Mr. Dixon I'm all right.
Here's your ball, Wilmer. Now get out there and do your best. All you have to do is get one spare to win.
Sure, sure. Just one spare. Just one spare. I'm all right.
I hope so.
Well, here goes.
Gosh, Mr. Fulmore. Look, the ball is bouncing from alley to alley.
Jesus, I made it! Look, a strike! I scored a strike!
You scored a strike, all right, Wilmer. But in the wrong alley. Wilmer, hand me that coil of wire. I promised Uncle Walt that I'd get this rewiring job done for him by 5 o'clock. Wilmer, that coil of wire.
Oh.
Okay, dear. You still blue about losing that bowling match?
Everything went black. I didn't know what I was doing.
Well, forget it, Wilmer. There's always next year.
Next year?
Sure. And look, you'll be better next year. You'll have a whole year to practice.
Gosh, that's right. A whole year to practice. And boy, I'll murder him next time.
Wilmer, what are you doing?
Put my arm back in a sling, of course. Gotta protect that good old bowling arm, you know.
Oh, Wilmer.
Your Gasoline Alley friends will be back in just a moment. Now, a word from your own Autolite dealer. About the next adventure in Gasoline Alley. Here's Kezik.
Come on, Wilmer, get to work.
Don't bother me, Kezik. I'm courting a muse.
What? You're what?
Courting a muse, you know, writing poetry.
Jesus, listen to this. With you, my dear, I live in a garret. Jesus, what rhymes with garret?
Parrot.
Oh, no, not parrot.
Well, why not?
Why not? A parrot almost ruined my career.